Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to apologize for getting angry earlier. It's wrong to get upset about government knowingly putting deadly poison, radioactive isotopes, and lead mercury in the water to degenerate us and dumb us down and poison us and destroy our fertility. It's wrong to get upset. I think it's normal what's happening. TSA under federal judge announcing they want to be in school proms now, sticking their hands down your daughter and son's pants. That's completely normal, and I apologize for saying that's wrong. I think it's great. Julio, go ahead and finish up the point you wanted to make.
Yeah, these officers, like you mentioned, I knew about the riot officers coming to my school a week beforehand, and these kids who brought down the stop sign were law enforcement students and an ROTC student, and these punks just let these idiots tear down the stop sign.
No, they're not idiots. They work for them, and they're setting up liaisons with the threat fusion centers and the colleges to hire the provocateurs. And I did see that in the press. We should do a whole report on that. I know Gary Franchi did an excellent one. But, yeah, ROTC and part of the law enforcement school, of course, that's how they – it's fun for them. They were caught in Seattle. They were caught a few years ago in Canada at the North American Union meeting. On record, the media had to admit, yeah, it's true, the cops dressed up like anarchists and attacked other cops so they could then attack old ladies and people with strollers. I mean, these cops are so evil. They know the government ships in the drugs. They catch you with it. They take you to prison. They know it's provocateur. It's winning because we're the enemy. I mean, look, that's one step away from cops planting bombs to blame it on us. You understand, Julio, how evil this is?
Oh, I mean, it's for our safety, Alex. They have to do this because, you know, we could be domestic terrorists. But if you're going to do a report on this, Alex, I have more videos that I have yet to release. I would love to help you out in this video because we need to get the word out.
That's right. I forgot. You're with Chicago We Are Change, aren't you? You're the guy that ended up releasing that video that went around the world.
Yeah, I tried to at least. But Alex, really quick, I could stay on hold. I can give you my information, but I want to give you false flag news because I believe July 4th, 2011, we could have a false flag attack. This is from Chicago Breaking News. This was from May 10th, 13 days ago. U.S. gives UIC, that's University of Illinois at Chicago, $14 million for bio-warfare counter-agents. The Department of Justice just gave UIC a grant to create some antibiotics to fight anthrax and a bunch of plague diseases.
Yeah, and who launched the anthrax attack? It's admittedly U.S. government strain, not who they said. Of course it was. And I predicted that would happen a month before it did on the day of 9/11 because I know how they operate. I can see the preconditioning. And, yes, they use these drills as the cover to run real terror attacks. So if they get caught, they say it was part of the drill.
Alex, I could stay on hold if I can, you know, talk to whoever to get more of this information out there and what happened to us. Alex, literally, they had LRAD sound cannon weapons pointed at apartment complexes, man. My ears are damaged because of what these thugs did to us.
You're not listening. Listen, I agree. At G20, we have video of police dogs biting 70-something-year-old women coming out of stores with clothing bags, and the cop says, get off the street. This was citywide, and the women go, we're shopping, and he just lets the dog go. And it's about, we'll stick our hands down your pants, we'll attack old women. It's about training us. And then they could find no one resisting them. The city of Pittsburgh rolled over to total evil. They had private security goons doing snatch and grabs on video, so they went to the university to college students out at 8 o'clock at night, eating hamburgers at the university park, and they said leave, and the kids obeyed the evil, and they tried to leave, and the cops kettled them, attacked them. Some ran into dorms. They entered the dorms and billy clubbed young women in the head with pleasure, with blood splattering, because it's about routing us. It's about destroying America. It's about assaulting the republic. It's about baptizing the police, MJTF from all over the country, in pure evil. And then my reporter was on the hilltop videotaping it, and the cops came up and said, get on your knees. And then they took him, and they saw people getting off at the military base where the police were with bags on their heads and cops with crazed eyes, Rob Dew described it, just seething with evil, just getting off on it, screaming at them, you dare protest in America.
GCN.
DCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
They helped create a new world order. We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is very sad to have to indict the police and the military to a certain extent. But I've been to the urban warfare drills. I've been to the real events. My crew has been to the events. I've been sent video from all over the country. And they'll openly, the police will openly now break a few things, set some fires, or get the local ROTC students to do it. And then they attack the general crowd. And we caught them doing it at the G20. And then we had the police come after my guys and tell them, we hear you're trying to attack a military base. And my guys are like, what? Because we tried to call the military base where they were dispatching the military from to try to interview the public information officer. You now have the police coming saying we were planning to bomb it. See, in America, you don't go talk to these people. You're a terrorist. They're trained you're one. Meanwhile, it's their bosses carrying out the terror attacks. And the low-level police think it's funny to start fights, to burn things, to knock things over, and then blame it on us. And, oh, look, you're a terrorist. Now we can fire rubber bullets at you. Like that girl coming out of the Red Sox game, walks out of a bar, about to graduate college. Cop shoots her 5 feet away with a rubber bullet, goes in her brain, she dies. The cop said, well, officer did a good job. Shouldn't have been on the streets after the game. We said, go home. Well, and I've got the G20 footage. You can just pull up G20 Pittsburgh, police dog attacks old women. And she's old women coming out of a store with bags. and they would drive around with LRADs in neighborhoods, kids playing football out front and hit them with sound cannons. And then when everybody cowered in fear, they said, where can we find? They said, 5 miles away, there's college students out at the college park. And they said, let's hit them and hit them hard. And they hit them hard, and our guys were there. And when they said, get out of the park, they tried to leave, and they blocked them in and said, you don't understand. We're getting ready to take America down. We work for offshore banks that have robbed the entire country blind, and we're going to hurt you bad. And we've got women on bicycles trying to get away, and the cops just wait till they drive by with that billy club, and they just knock those people's daughter off that bike, and they just get down over her and just start beating her head. We're the good guys. We're the good guys. We're the good guys. And they ran in fear and got to the dorms, and the cops said, nothing's going to stop us from tasting your blood. And they went into those dorms, and they just broke their heads in. And then they took them, and Rob Dude and also Luke Radowski got arrested. And they described just these cops in black uniforms with the U.S. Army just going, get you over there right now, and just looking at them like they were all child murderers. Just, I mean, that's all it is just a dominant roar of hardcore psychopaths. It's ours! The country's ours! Meanwhile, the cops are going to have their pension funds cut. That's already being done. The military 11 years ago, Bloomberg AP report, secret deal signed with the VA to take all benefits from World War II vets through current vets. They take money out of your check if you sign off to put it in life insurance. When you die, you don't get it. But it doesn't matter. You get to dress up in a black uniform and beat girls up. And now at the universities everywhere, the main government funding is for these Homeland Security schools, and it's how to be spies and how to tattletale and how to data mine. And that's the new jobs. That's what America is. And then the Homeland Security, which works for the military-industrial complex, they take over what's left of the economy. All right, let's go to your calls quickly now. You know that means very slowly. Scott in Illinois, you're on the air. Then Joel, James, Chris, and others. Go ahead, Scott.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex. You're a modern-day Paul Revere.
Paul Revere was a traitor. Those redcoats were law enforcement agents. So what if they were taking guns and burning houses down? He should have liked them. They were law enforcement. They're, you know, in Mexico, when the Mexican police murder families, it's okay because they're cops. Okay, in Germany, people, you know, I think that Nazi Germany was bad, but according to the mindset today, those were police officers that were killing people, and so they were doing their job, just following orders. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Scott.
Well, I'd like to say I have to agree with the last caller that there's a red flag going to happen in Chicago here. I called you a few weeks ago and said that I've been seeing a lot of FEMA Fusion prisoner cars. And no, these aren't the cars.
Scott, Rahm is going to teach you to love him. Just like the White House memos say, terror attacks are great. They get to grandstand and promise they're going to protect you. He's going to teach you to love him.
That was part of what I was going to say, too.
You know, his daddy was the head of the ear gun. Who admittedly, that's how they drove the British and the Palestinians out, was bombing. What's wrong with an ear gun commander? And I mean, what's wrong with that? Don't you trust the ear gun commander?
Well, it wasn't his specialty blowing up hotels.
Yeah, that was Daddy's specialty. And when we went to the Gulf War, Rami went and joined the Israeli military. But look, just trust the ear gun. They're going to take good care of you.
Well, and Silverstein owns the Willis Center now, too, so we'll have to, you know, think about that.
Yeah, that was the Sears Tower, but everything's fine.
I just here's something to toss around, Alex. Maybe on a Friday when you have open lines, you can have police officers and military and people in the know that know things we're not supposed to know about coming down. Maybe call in and give some inside information so the New World Order can know that their stuff isn't really in secrecy.
Well, that's a great point, Scott, but let me point this out. State police, federal marshals, FBI, we've gotten the training manuals, the training videos, we put them out. Everything they're doing is already public. It's just not in the sunlight. And everything they're doing is manifest. The real intelligence isn't even picked up out of documents mainly, because documents are normally internal propaganda. It's the physical manifestation. That's how you really understand the intelligence. And they think we're so dumb, they don't even do fake drills. That is drills like putting out fake army tanks to confuse the enemy. They don't even do that level of propaganda. So almost everything they do that's under the radar is a total manifestation of their program. And, I mean, they didn't lie 8 years, 9 years ago about the plan to have TSA in the grocery stores and malls and high schools. They said they were going to do this. But, yes, it is good to hear from police and military, mainly to hear if they're starting to wake up, and a lot of them are. Anything else Scott?
Yeah, it's kind of irritating to watch people watch what's happening in these foreign countries as our government goes in a sovereign nation and kills sovereign citizens, and they're told to do nothing to stop what we're doing to them. And it's happening in this country. They're kicking doors and saying don't resist. And the people are just way too asleep in this country.
Well, that, look, when they got rid of Glass-Steagall, they knew that it meant total depression, total destruction of the economy. And as they position us into deeper depression, they'll always pose as the savior, saying, do what we say and we'll make the economy better. And we've just got to have an awakening that crooks have taken over the government. There are a lot of high-level people, mid-level and low-level in government, who are good people. They don't like what's happening. And that's the big reason that I'm still on air, is that the globalists aren't all-powerful. They put out narratives or stories and try to get us to buy into them. But when we don't buy into their stories, when we resist them, I mean, look, we've got 20-plus states passing or on the verge of passing laws against the TSA groping and the scanners. We're going to win. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Scott. James just hung up. He was next. But let's go to Joel in Florida, then Chris and Kelly. Go ahead, Joel.
Good day, Alex. Longtime listener, Marine Corps veteran here. I'm calling you today to urge your listeners to pick up the phones because Senate just reconvened. And they are going to be voting on S-1038, Patriot Act extension bill. Tell them to shoot this down and stop the Patriot Act. It is heinous, and it is being...
But if we don't, the terrorists will get us. Oh, but who are the terrorists? Well, it's the same folks that want the bill.
According to my local police, I'm a terrorist. You know, I've been harassed and had property stolen and everything else because I speak out on a different internet radio show as well. But, you know... There's a chance here that we can put some pressure on these senators, tell them they're going to be fired and whatever you have to do, tell them to filibuster it. We can stop this Patriot Act from being extended any further today. So that's
good job. I appreciate your call, Joel. Rand Paul's doing what he said he'd do. He's in there really trying to cut, really trying to get us out of the Federal Reserve. He's saying you need to get war powers to be in Libya. Obama is saying no, he doesn't need that, but it's forcing Obama out in the open. Great point, Joel. Absolutely no Patriot Act extension, which they just admitted last week is used thousands and thousands of times a year in non-terror-related cases. Well, of course it is, including sneak and peeks, where they sneak in your house and never tell you they were there. That's done to plant stuff on you. And so they get caught, well, I was allowed to. I mean, it's a criminal government. Folks, it's real simple. It's like when your kid comes down with the flu. It happens. Well, countries come down with tyranny. We've got it. And they're... Oh, man. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air.
Well, Alex, a new angle for attacking the water fluoridation issue I just did some research on. And I've come to find out it's against the Nuremberg Principles, the Hague Conventions, the Geneva Conventions, that the water fluoridation or toxifying the water with this industrial slag committed under the guise of fluoridation, or even grossly overcharging for the water as the privatized water occurs, which is...
No, it's one of the first stages of genocide under the International Convention is to manipulate essential items like water and energy. To forcibly medicate is one of the high crimes under the Nuremberg Convention.
Yes, the ban on employing poison or poisoning weapons, the ban on employing or the prohibition on destroying objects indispensable to the survival of the civilian population. And these references you can find on a document, just do a web search for war crimes against humanity, reflections on the legal regime of water during armed conflicts. I just posted on your Facebook page with your full name. And this is something that I think that the commissioners, when you do speak angrily at them, they will get upset at. Just in my own experience, pointing out the fact that when they invite people like myself and a friend to have a private meeting with a certain commissioner, Susan La Sala, here in Pinellas County. I know I told you about this over a year ago, and didn't tell you in great detail. You didn't have the time, but, you know, letting her know that if she's going to invite
me. We'll be right back.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part? This $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans to the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I was just thinking during the break, I go analyzing my own mindset of why I get so angry. Because I'm totally calm when I'm researching at home or at work, focused, and then I get on air and I have all this news in front of me and I get angry. Because these crooks are doing all of this to us. I know exactly what they're doing. I understand their psychological warfare operation. Their tyranny is not debatable. It's out in the open, and it's getting worse. And then I realize why I get really mad. because I don't like having to risk my life to go up against these people, my name, my treasure. These are dangerous crooks. But that's what our ancestors always had to do. The level of tyranny you will live under is the exact amount you put up with. If you give in to corruption, no matter how they package it, it's over. Things only get worse. And we've got to turn the tide against these people. They're trying to rush us so fast and get so much done that we're just basically, our heads are spinning. But I say to kind of the dumbed down, narcissistic, disconnected public that goes along with this, new listeners, people that think this is funny, folks, tyranny is not funny. All right, I said, I'll go to your calls. And I got a bunch of news I'm going to hit before this hour ends coming up. Let's go to Kelly in North Carolina. Kelly, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. You actually are the first person I've actually heard that is able to express their views and really draw in a crowd. Saying that, I actually was a friend of Reverend Manning, and I found your YouTube videos on there talking about the birther certificate and of Obama and this and that, yada, yada. Well, I'm not into this conspiracy theory type mess. I'm that's just not me. But I start to kind of look at the little things, and I'm starting to pick up stuff. I don't know if you know, there's been new videos that have just come out over the weekend about a gentleman who apparently works for a collection agency, and he started to do a little bit of research and has now found that Obama has used Michelle Obama's Social Security number that belongs to her dead grandfather back in 1816, and this is starting to unravel, and it's getting even thicker and thicker and thicker, and people are not, I mean, people are kind of passing this by like, oh, it's another one of these Donald Trump things, it's another one of these conspiracy
things. Yeah, they use Donald Trump to bring it to a head. Well, I haven't seen this new info, but give me the headline on one of the videos or articles. Give me the headline and I'll look it up.
Let me. I'm actually sitting in front of my computer as I'm speaking to you. One of the articles is. Hold on one second. It actually shows a clipping of an actual video of this collector. It's called "Update: The Plot Thickens." Debt collector Obama's Connecticut Social Security number also tied to a, and then that's it. I think it's based off of the birther, but you can find a lot of this stuff on James David Manning's postings, and I will also post on your Facebook page for your viewers, so they too can have a chance to look at this. But this is getting
all right, I'll look it up. Let me just say this though, Kelly, and I appreciate you calling. You preface this with, I'm not into these conspiracies. If Richard Nixon got up and told you, I'm not a crook and I didn't order them to break into any hotel, the Watergate, and he lied. Questioning is now called a conspiracy theory. Okay? Questioning these liars is not a conspiracy theory. That's a term they use to just move along, move along. Sure, there's basically what I call fiction writers online who do make up wild conspiracies, and basically it's like tabloids, you know, talking about Bat Boy in front of the White House. And I've noticed in News of the World and stuff, they'll have Bat Boy on the cover, and Mexican Attorney General makes employees get implantable chip. They'll take, you know, two-thirds baloney and mix in one-third reality to discredit it at all. I mean, that's my comment to you talking about conspiracy theories.
See, I don't believe in the little minute things that are, as you say, are fake. I believe in what's actually
real. Here's a conspiracy theory, okay? Here's a conspiracy theory that I get calls and emails on almost every day. Alex, show us your birth certificates. We know you're Bill Hicks, which is just asinine. Folks can see me 17 years ago on video, you know, completely skinny, you know, right after the time Bill Hicks died. I don't look anything like Bill Hicks, but that's something they put out. Or Alex, every day, respond to the fact that you're owned by ABC. Complete, total lie, none of it true, no reality to it. How do you respond to something that is a total conspiracy theory? It's not even a theory. It's just made up. It's like saying, Alex Jones, you're a Keebler elf. It's not true. Or Alex Jones, you know, proved to us that you're not Santa Claus. I mean, I'm not even going to respond to it. But let's say I'm Santa Claus and Bill Hicks, that I do work for ABC News. Let's just say all that's true. Let's move on now. What are we going to do about the federal government under the TSA expanding out to high school proms? See what I'm saying? thing is, I don't run things. You understand? I'm not the issue.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its True Cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
I got some more news I want to hit, and visiting the Minnesota studios of Genesis Communications is the hillbilly preacher, as he calls himself, from West Virginia, Pastor Butch Paul, great guy, and I guess I'm the hillbilly Texan, and if he's the hillbilly pastor, he's going to pop in studio up there in the last 10 minutes or so. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex, I've been waiting to talk to you. Again, I was going to give you I hope you remember that I was talking about getting the fluoride removed from my city's water.
Yes, called a few weeks ago.
Okay, guess what? They unanimously voted 7-0 for the fluoride to be not lowered, but you can completely remove the fluoride from the water.
Good. Were you able to do that by bringing them the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, government moves to ban fluoride as pesticide because it's so deadly getting into the crops, government moves to cut fluoride in water. We've proven it. The scientists have come forward. The government's own scientists have rebelled, and the nightmare is beginning to crumble. Not completely, but we're now seeing big pieces fall, and now that accelerates it. What's the name of your town so I can salute you, Tim?
Yes, it's Mount Clemens, Michigan, Alex.
Did you say Mount Clemens?
Mount Clemens, M-T-C-L-E-M-E-N-S.
Got it. So they voted to remove it. You know, big cities are doing it, too. See how we're having victory? Because 90-plus percent of the EPA's own scientists in 2005 and again last year sent letters to the government in a petition saying it's deadly, it increases cancer, don't do it. And then you've carried the ball when others wouldn't, and you've had another victory. So they voted to remove it.
Yeah, and listen, I wrote a letter, Rob Dew happened to get, that I wrote to the help desk, or, you know, whatever you want to call it.
They emailed us. Go ahead.
Yeah, anyway, Rob got the email. And the first thing he wrote on top of the email was, can you write an article? He actually asked me to write an article and include some of the local sources like city council, minutes, newscast. We would definitely post an article like this.
Okay, what's the name of your article?
My article is going to be titled, Don't ever let anybody tell you that one person can make a difference.
All right, good job, Tim. Good to hear from you. I got to move quick now to get to everybody. But did you say Mount Clemens or Clemens? Clemens. Well, let's search right now. Mount Clemens, Michigan votes to remove fluoride. I wonder if that's in the news yet, because a lot of times they won't want it in the news lest other cities follow suit. See, first they laugh at us forever. Oh, you're kooks. Oh, you're crazy. Oh, really? Here's documents. Here's facts. Here's studies. And it's the lawsuits that are getting started that's really scaring them. Ladies and gentlemen, last hour I read mainstream news articles, KHOU, got a bunch of others, where there's radioactive isotopes added with the fluoride. Now, they may try to laugh at you about fluoride still, but listen, you got them on the lead, mercury, arsenic, and radioactive isotopes that are in this toxic waste they call fluoride. We have these people if you'll just go out and engage them. I mean, you just heard Tim had a victory there. Good job, Tim. Man, that's exciting. Oh, that makes my day. Let's talk to Ron in California. Ron, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Two things. I don't know if you're aware. Did you see on YouTube, there's a video going around about students who support free speech, but actually were provided a fake petition to sign to ban conservative talk radio and TV.
A bunch of people have done that. A bunch of different activist groups have gone out and gotten adults in environmental meetings. Over 90% will vote to ban water because the name is scary, dihydrogen monoxide. Over 90% in studies will vote to ban sodium chloride because it sounds scary, table salt. Yes, and I have seen different videos put out by different organizations. I think Mark Dice even did one a few months ago where the majority do want to ban free speech, and then they are for arresting anybody that has free speech, yes.
Second thing was, did you see that on Drudge where the Supreme Court ruled that California now has to release about 140,000 prisoners out of the system?
I heard about that coming up a few weeks ago before the ruling. What happened? What was that over police?
They voted on it today, 5-4, and they approved it. They approved it.
And that was because they were framing them, correct?
No, they're saying that it's over. Well, my understanding was is that because the prisons are overcrowded, it's like
they need to release the nonviolent. What they do is they release the violent. And the government's been caught admitting this before, to menace people so that folks will then vote for the military-industrial complex to have more prisons. We have more prisons than any other country in the world, one of the highest crime rates. So, because there are colleges that teach people how to be criminals. You put a nonviolent person in, they come out in 5 years, you know, with HIV and nothing to lose and know how to rob houses now. Supreme Court orders California release up to 46,000 prisoners. Justice Scalia, terrible things are sure to happen. Interesting. Anything else, sir?
Yeah, well, I was just going to say, my take on that is what they want to do is they want to put absolutely more police on the streets. They take them out, they take the prisoners out, and then they put more police on the streets.
Problem, reaction, solution. Appreciate the call. You can pull up the major studies. Just search studies. Nonviolent prisoners kept longer than violent. Because a nonviolent is a good slave worker for 25 cents an hour. Good slave workers. Good. And they drive down wages even better than illegal aliens. 25 cents an hour. That'll bring America down quick. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Jerry in New Mexico, where the TSA, the federal judge has ordered, will now be coming in the schools, sticking their hands down your daughter's pants.
Hi, Alex. What I'm trying to find is the judge's name so that we can barrage the Judicial Disciplinary Board and complain for bad behavior to get that judge removed. But I can't find his name, who this judge was.
By the way, they're spinning it that because the school was groping kids, the TSA will show them how to do it. So it's the feds saving us. Oh, you don't like being on the oven top? Well, we're going to put you in the fire. How's that sound?
Anyway, if you could, or I'm trying to find out, but if that's what I need to do is if we just start basically barraging these judges, disciplinary board committees, and basically complain about what judges and the police or anybody else that's administrative, we can maybe get them thrown out of office.
Yeah, no, they have on the news story dealing with it. If you follow the links, the judge's name is in one of the reports. I know I heard it and saw it. There's a bunch of links and videos posted in our article that's red linked on Infowars.com. Good to hear from you. Moving quick now here. Let's go ahead and talk to Dennis. Just hung up. So let's talk to Sean in New York. Sean, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
Hi, I wanted to call. You know, you were talking about tyranny, the TSA, and things of that nature. I'm here in New York, and I've been screaming at the top of my lungs for about 11 years.
Oh, they have warrantless checkpoints. They have hands down the pants on the streets. The cops talk to the citizens like you are the lowest crud on earth, and the citizens just lick their boots. Yes, I've been there. I've seen it.
Everything that's happening with our government and with the TSA has been mastered and accomplished in the family courts here in New York.
Oh, it's all beta tested. Absolutely. No, New York is 100% mafia run.
You know, in a lot of situations, what's happening is parents are being forced into debt with child support orders they can't meet. And then if they push back on the system and they fight the orders and they fight the judge's rulings, they'll just throw them in jail.
And that's good because then it only bankrupts the country more because the bankers are making this money out of nothing and then we go into debt. That's the whole game plan.
And like you said, the thing is that the jails are privatized, so it's a win-win for everybody.
Oh, yeah.
Except the children.
Well, that's how the system likes it. We have official government plans. On record, Charlotte Isherby's book breaks it down. It's free on her website, over 1,000 pages. She was there, head of the policy, and they are there to wreck the family and destroy any cohesion so they can set up a global government and then kill us.
It's really scary because people are going into this system and they're believing that they're going to reveal the truth and they're going to show that the law is being broken. And what they don't realize is it's corrupt all the way from the top down. And it's just a lesson in futility.
It is, absolutely. And that's why they want a global government, because people then run from the tyranny. Everybody's emptying out of New York City. And so now that's why Bloomberg's involved all over the country trying to get similar laws passed. And they admit this. So there's nowhere to run from them. It's just hellish. I appreciate your call. Really, really great points. Is Pastor Butch Paul, the hillbilly pastor, in studio yet, John? Going to him in a moment. Let's go ahead and go to Jeff in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Rabbi. How you doing? Just letting you know, I've been listening to you for the past 2 years, and I have been a product of the federal government all my life and wondering what the hell's been going on. Now I understand the details, and that makes me a free man, and I appreciate it very much, boss.
Well, knowledge is power, but what's on your mind?
That's how I feel, and when it all lays out on the highway with the TSA or whatever, I'm going to give my life against them, okay? So I'm letting you know, and you'll be in my head and my heart, and I thank God very much for it. Thank you.
Well, let me stop you for a minute, Jeff. You don't need to give your life, okay? You need to give your time and energy at city council, at state houses, in educating others. These people are outrageous what they're doing. Just like all over the country and all over the world, fluoride is being removed everywhere that people bring the facts to their city council. Look, it's outrageous. Of course it's wrong to have them stick their hands down little kids' pants and say, keep us safe from Al-Qaeda. Even if Al-Qaeda was real, they can't keep us safe. It's a power grab. It's the same on the borders. The states are moving to protect them. The states are moving to in-sanctuary cities. Evil people have trained us to lay down. That's how they get away with everything. All that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. Brother, don't give your life. The only time you give your life is if they're trying to take you to a FEMA camp. And long before they do that, they'll stage terror attacks to blame it on domestic groups. They'll have lots of police arrests and then releases to train you to go ahead and be arrested. It'll ratchet up and ratchet up. You don't even want to think. You want to reach out to those cops and military. A lot of them are good men and women and are in a trance like everybody else. They buy the lies. You want to get past the comfort zone and be a leader long before, I'm ready. I don't want to die, and I love life. And all, but at the same time, I'm ready for them to set me up. I'm ready for them to arrest me. I'm ready for them to torture me. Okay, because that's what it takes to defeat tyranny. And I'm not going to miscalculate and let them manipulate me into even though at a primitive level, I understand what you're saying about violence. That's what comes to mind. We're not 10,000 BC here. We've got to be wise. We've got to use the info. We've got to understand it. We've got to wake up as many people as we can. And then what comes will come, whether it's a peaceful restoration or the defense of the republic. But it's in defense. So speak out against them now. Say no to them now before you feel like you're cornered and you pull up to a checkpoint. Okay, Jeff?
Thank you.
Anything else, sir?
No, sir. I'm just grateful for you. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. But listen, what they do is they have to stage events. They have to hire provocateurs or have the cops do it all over the world to break things during demonstrations so they can attack the peaceful crowd. They have to hire terrorists or mentally ill people and get them on planes, and they're so drugged out they can't even talk, and they have to give them a passport and get them waived for a visa and get them on. They have to provocateur Oklahoma City. They want the violence, but they want it early, and they want it to be – the violence isn't where the fight is. 90% of war is information war. They want to have propaganda violence that they carry out so they can be ready to demonize anybody that has an idea for liberty, as if we bombed a daycare center in Oklahoma City, which is on record just totally proven a federal inside job. Instead, we need to move towards everybody has chickens in their backyard. Everybody tries to move at least to the suburb and do it. Everybody stops buying corporate junk. Everybody starts saying no and speaking out and just not following all the constitutional rules and just thumbing their nose at them. And when you see cops doing stuff, pull over and videotape them. And just getting your friends together. Get a posse together for the Republic. Sons of Liberty. I want to bring up Pastor Butch Paul. He's the guy that first broke with another pastor the secret clergy response team documents, I don't know, 6-7 years ago. Then we got even more documents. And now it's been proven that pastors all over America, over 100,000 now, have been secretly trained by Homeland Security to tell their flocks to submit to tyranny. And he's up in Minnesota from West Virginia visiting. So the hillbilly preacher joins the hillbilly radio host, Alex Jones, both certified hillbillies from hillbilly stock. I guess Butch is more of a hillbilly than I am. He actually grew up in a holler. Butch, it's good to have you here with us.
Well, thank you, Alex. It's good to join you. Thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it. We're having a great time here in Minnesota. I have to say that Ted is a good griller.
Ted, he likes to grill outside the studio for everybody a couple times a week, those juicy hamburgers and steaks. Now, very Al-Qaeda-ish. What do you think of everything that's happening in America? How far we've come? Isn't it really because the whore churches have been bought and paid for by the New World Order?
And I think that's giving too much credit. I don't even like to add the word church to it. I say whore corporations because they're not a church. They are 501c3 corporations, and I can prove that. I wouldn't say it. I myself was a part of one for years, but when I started figuring this out and tried to explain to the people what was going on, they asked me to leave, so I did. But the 501c3 churches, the corporations, cannot legally stand up and do anything And let's face it, Alex, the money's coming into them pretty well. They have nice padded pews, and they have nice gymnasiums, and they don't rock the boat. Besides, they're waiting for the rapture. So
but their birthright of freedom has been sold for a bowl of porridge.
Absolutely it has been. And the pastors in the 1700s, as you know, were the ones who led the wars. I mean, the one that started the Revolutionary War. They were the ones who put the fire into people's heart for liberty. They were the ones who told them that there's only one king, and his name is not George Obama. This is what we have today, but we have a church today that is complacent because, well, the Bible warned us in many places, especially in Hosea 4, 6, and 7, that as the people increased, as they prospered, they forgot their God. And that's what's happened in America. We have prospered ourselves right into another tyranny.
And boy, this tyranny has scientifically covered every angle. The only thing they're not counting on is people having courage and standing up and saying, I'm not backing down.
Well, yes, you're right. They covered all the bases. I mean, Hitler had been proud to see what we come up to in this country. There's never been a time in history at all that people could be so monitored, tracked, and traced, and probed, and controlled. Never in history this ever happened like this. And America, it's really a phenomenon in itself, had the ability, because of prosperity and smart people, to build the technology to enslave itself. Now, that isn't kind of a sad statement, but it's true.
Well, think about all the reports come out now. It's not even a big deal when somebody dies from a taser now, so they up the power. Not a big deal now when SWAT teams go to the wrong house and kill somebody. I mean, it's pure evil, Pastor.
Well, within Indiana now, say they go house to house without a warrant? Yeah, why not?
Yeah, and now I'm so conditioned, I didn't even make a big deal out of that. The sheriff, one of the head sheriffs, said, we will now do house to house gun sweeps because there's no Fourth Amendment now. Instead of defending it, he's there just, I love it. Get rid of America. We'll be right back.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda in the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm going to go 5 minutes at least in the next hour with Pastor Butch Paul. Need to get him. get back on the show. Years go by and you just forget about all the great people that are out there doing such important work. Has his own show weeknights here on the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com. A lot of people are who are new listeners, they go, man, this guy's demoralizing me. He's scaring me. No, no, it's the opposite. That's why the show gets so much action and is so effective. We lay out the incredible crimes, as the Sons of Liberty did in the 15 years before 1776, of the corrupt empire. We expose how outrageous their crimes against us are. Because we're not looking for cowards. People out there that get scared by this, they don't count. They don't understand that there's no running from this. You got to face it head on. In fact, I'm only afraid of running from these people. I can't run. I can only stand up. And it's outrageous what they've done. Expose them. I can't tell you how big it is that we're reversing the fluoridation all over the world now, everywhere you stand up. These crooks will be defeated. If you see yourself as a leader, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors, and we're going to go back to Butch. National Inflation Association, for 2 out of 3 Americans getting ready to retire, Social Security will be more than 50% of their income. For 22% of upcoming retirees, Social Security will be their only income. We see millions of retired senior citizens re-enter the workforce. It will be nearly impossible for upcoming college graduates to find a job in the U.S. Go to inflation.us and click on the video tab to see this breakthrough film now. The College Conspiracy, again, that's inflation.us to watch the film. We've also just posted The College Conspiracy on prisonplanet.tv for members up there today, but it's free at NIA, inflation.us. Finally, purewaterfreedom.com. I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have a full line of household fluoride filters. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. All the filters are made in the USA. Check out the banners at prisonplanet.com or infowars.com. That's purewaterfreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. Butch, we were getting into just how bad things are. I liken it in one of those old movies where you're trapped, you know, in the pyramid or whatever, and the sand is pouring in or the water's pouring in, and it's going to kill you if you don't find the lever to get out of the chamber. And that's really what's happening. So, of course, I'm yelling and screaming and running around like a chicken with my head cut off. You know, going, brack, 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 we've got to do something here. And then everything we warn folks just keeps happening because the globalist blueprint is public. Butch, where do you see this country going right now?
Well, Alex, I have to say, from being on the radio for almost going on 19 years, being a pastor for over 30 years, studying scripture, history, and current events, I'll say this as clearly and slowly as I possibly can, that if we do not do something now, we don't have another year, we don't have another 6 months, I don't believe. Economically, this country is going to collapse probably within 6 months. If we don't do something now, there's no hope turned around. And what I can see happening is overwhelming. But we have to remember, Alex, that the God we serve is far greater than the God of this world. And we must keep that faith and our eyes on Him and do what's right. Always do the next right thing and don't worry about the consequences. Whatever it is in the hands of a holy God. So that's why I don't get scared. I don't get too excited. I'm concerned. I have 6 grandchildren in this world that I love deeply. And I want to change it for their good. But I tell the people to prepare for the worst. Prepare for the worst, and so whatever happens, you're going to be okay. Just think your way through it, pray your way through it. Don't panic, because panic leads to a lot of bad decisions.
I agree with you. Who would have ever imagined that they would now try to send the TSA to high school proms to stick their hands down kids' pants?
And the TSA is now helping in roadblocks and road checks. This is a total federal tyranny. Our forefathers will be up in arms years ago. By the way, before I forget, I'll be doing a live broadcast right here tonight on from Genesis right here in Minnesota. I'll be the first time on the radio for a week. I've been going for a while, so I'll be on the air tonight live right here from Genesis Studios.
Absolutely. Butch, stay there. We're going to come back in 60 seconds, a little extra overdrive, into the fourth hour. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a really dangerous tyranny. I've studied it. This tyranny is a mass extermination system that'll make Hitler look like a piker.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.